Live in 3, 2, 1. Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of LP2SP.
Large popcorn and 2 slushies, please.
Hosted by. Tell me we're hosted by.
This is Danny.
And this is Swin. All right.
FRU.
All right, so we're back again, folks, for another episode. And in today's episode, Yay. What are we doing?
We're going to talk about Mando.
Okay, Mando so Day. Mando's obviously back today. Season 2 drops.
Yeah.
Very excited. And to get you guys all caught up and ready for Mando, we're just going to quickly summarize what happened in Season 1. We're not going to go into all the nitty-gritty, but just help you to understand, you know, and you know, barrage you with some Star Wars trivia and information before, so you can appreciate
John,
it a little bit more.
You're talking about geek stuff. Just tell them.
Yeah, it's going to hit you with some geek
nerd
shit.
Stuff.
Nerd shit. I don't really call it that, but
it's shit that is fun, passionate. Everyone can enjoy, from kids to adults.
Yeah.
To adults that they were wish they were kids, the kids that were wish they were adults, and everything in between.
Yeah. It's interesting. You can't lie.
Star Wars is universal.
Yeah. You can't lie. You love it too. All right. So what
actually it's Disney now, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's Disney. So obviously, I know you're a big fan of Star Wars like I am, but what you think about the first season of Mandalorian? I mean, you don't remember that well, I don't know, but what were your lingering thoughts on it?
Overall, I liked it. It was kind of like a throwback to the old Star Wars that I enjoyed. You know, the first
but different,
Lucas
right?
Movies. But different in like a funny, cool, like updated millennial way. I don't know. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it has a lot of. Imagery that's similar to what you've seen before, but it's also different because you're exploring different parts of it, which is really cool, I think, because anytime where they can show you a different side of like the Star Wars universe that hasn't been previously explored, because it's so expansive and, you know, it's just huge that obviously those movies that we were given, you know, it leaves you wanting more, right?
Yeah, I mean, those movies, those were like the cornerstones of our childhood growing up, John.
Just exactly. Like, I agree.
Yeah. I feel like we...
And basically, when
Star
they
Wars.
Came out, like, back in the 70s, they blew people's minds.
Yeah, it blew people's minds then. It blew our minds growing up. And then it felt like there was a gap because those, like, those prequel 3 movies that he made, those were no bueno. And yeah. I did not enjoy them. And I feel like the kids that grew up on those, like, they didn't know real Star Wars like we did, you know? And then I feel like the, what's his name? John Abrams, you know, the guy that did Lost. He did that. He brought back the,
yeah, he tried to revive it, right?
J.J. Abrams, that's his name. Yeah. He tried to revive it, and that The Force Awakens was good. You know, it got people interested in it. I thought the second one, The Last Jedi, like, took it to another level. Like, I thought personally, but I guess the fandom, the geek squad, as people would call them, maybe
a lot of people
like people.
I think a lot of people like you. They really liked the first movie and second movie. They thought there was so much, like, more potential, but then they were, like, let down by the third one.
Yeah, but I thought the second one was a lot better than the first one. I think you disagree, right? You think they're on the same level?
I like the first one just because, I mean, it could have been so much better. I agree with you on that, but it was like a good intro back in Star Wars. Like, they could have, I mean, compared to what have been done,
I think it was more like the nostalgia, that thing that we talk about, like being hot right now. Like,
but
it
I mean,
was like
a lot of people
like,
were
oh,
asking
but,
for that. I mean,
a lot of people were asking for that at that time, so I think at the time it was nice. But now looking back at it,
I mean, it was a little bit too much, like, servicing the fans, I guess. That's a weird way of saying it, but, you know.
Yeah, servicing the fans. And like, if you're not a, I guess if you're more of a hardcore fan, I don't know. Yeah. I guess the hardcore fans didn't like it. Some people don't need that
servicing.
It's hard to say. Like, yeah, some people liked it, some people didn't. But I thought, in my opinion, the last Rian Johnson that did The Last Jedi, and where he was taking that franchise, I thought that was the way to go, and yeah, not bringing back J.J. Abrams for the third. But anyways, in the end, after all of these movies, I was not sure about Mando, but I got into it, and I like binged it real quick. But I hadn't watched it. I haven't watched it in a really long time, so I don't really remember. I mean, so I appreciate this from you, John. This Mando review. So let's get into a Mando review, because that's gonna like refresh my memory.
So we're just gonna review it. This series dropped in 2019. And if you're not familiar with it, it's basically set 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. Basically, when Danny, there?
Yeah, I'm always here, John. Okay. I'm always here.
your video cut out. Okay.
All right.
So basically, it's set up 5 years after the events of the Return of the Jedi, and it's after the fall of the Empire. So basically, Darth Vader is dead, Yoda died, Obi-Wan's dead. So, the Empire has fallen to pieces. The Emperor is also believed to be dead. And the world is put into chaos, basically, because the regime has fallen, and with any regime change, there's a bit of chaos. So basically, a lot of people are just trying to find their way in the new world order, because the currency of the old order is gone. So pretty interesting. This is like an Emmy Award nominated series too. Did you know that, Danny?
Yeah, I like the Jon Favreau a lot. I think that His movies overall, they've been crowd pleasers, but they've also, he's done movies that have shown like Chef, that have shown like his real, you know, talent as a director, writer, including his first one that he did with Vince Vaughn. I love that movie. I'm not going to remember movie titles, but that was, got him going. And so he brought a lot of credibility to the project of Mandalorian, and
he did Chef, Couples Retreat, Breakup.
What was the first movie that he did?
Rudy, Swingers.
It's not called Swingers. Swingers is what I'm thinking of.
Okay. Those are like movies he appeared as an actor. Yeah.
Right. But Swingers, he was kind of like his story. Anyways, so Jon Favreau is a writer, a director that I like a lot. And he was an actor starting and became a writer director, but that was always his kind of goal, was to be a writer director in Hollywood. And
pretty good. I like all his stuff.
Yeah, so I like his stuff overall. And see, now I lost my train of thought of where I was going with that.
So like the cool thing about Mandalorian is it's not just one director, right? It's like each episode has a different director.
Yeah, so the different directors, there's like Taika Waititi is one of the directors.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
You love him, and I think like his episode that he directed, he brought a lot of style and like humor and to it, and like I really enjoyed that episode. So like there were some episodes that I didn't like as much, but then the next episode would come and it would be from a writer director that you liked, or that you liked what he did with the Star Wars material, and so like some of them were really good and memorable, especially there's episodes with Baby Yoda, and Baby Yoda became like a cultural phenomenon at the time that it came out. Do you remember, John? Like how huge Baby Yoda was? Yeah, I think
he was so big that they didn't have merchandise for him, and then people were like scrambling around trying to find like and making their own merchandise for Baby Yoda, because they just didn't anticipate on how big he was gonna be.
Right, and now like they're actually even making, I don't know if you saw, they did like a Baby Yoda robot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like Baby Yoda robot is supposed to be like
everyone wants to own it, basically. Big, so I'm not surprised.
It's gonna be like supposed to be like the next like Furby of our time, you know, like the big like Thanksgiving, Black Friday, you know, the thing that people buy on Amazon is gonna have to be this year. But
yeah,
So They're still alive and well, and I think we saw that, you know, today. I think it came out right, the October 30th.
Yeah, season two.
Yeah, it just came out today. I've been able to watch the first episode yet, but have you watched the first episode, John?
Yeah, I couldn't. I lost. You know, I lost. I had to watch it, so I'm sorry. I tried to hold out, but it didn't work.
Yeah,
out.
You didn't wait for me, John. Come on.
But you know what? I have some cool insights for you when you do what when we do watch it together. It will be cool. But all right, so yeah, we have very favorable feelings towards the first series. I mean, it wasn't like every episode was amazing, but as a whole, I think we agree we liked it, right? Production value was really high.
I definitely enjoyed it a lot, for sure.
All right, so I mean, if you're not familiar, it's the child in the which is Baby Yoda, is not the same as, you know, Yoda from the first three movies. He obviously died, but so this is basically from the same. They share the same species though, and it's like a mystical species. They don't really explain say very much about him and like about the species in like Star Wars encyclopedias and stuff like that, but you know, they're like force beings or beings that are very strong in the force. And the other thing you should know is like the Mandalorian, the Mandalorian, who's like the appearance is made famous by the Boba Fett, the bounty hunter, who wears the Mandalorian armor in the first three movies directed back in the 70s, starting in the 70s. It has nothing to do with Boba Fett, but it basically explores the people that, you know, where the armor came from, the Mandalorian tribe. So yeah, like we talked about before, they're like a samurai kind of tribe, like very ritualistic and all about warfare, but they do bounty hunting. All right, so it's set 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. And it basically focuses on the journey of this Mandalorian bounty hunter. And, you know, the world is already in chaos because the Empire has fallen. So it's hard to find good bounties. So in order to, like, make ends meet, he ends up going to meet up with this guy who's kind of fishy. But he's basically like surrounded by stormtroopers, and he tells him to go get like this package. He gives him like a tracking fob, like this little device, like beeper, that's supposed to be able to track, you know, the character. And yeah, so he ends up coming to this planet and finding this package being protected by like a hundreds of people, and then he ends up wasting all of them with the help of this IG robot, which is really cool. And after that, he takes the package, which is turns out to be like this Baby Yoda character. And upon bringing in to the client, he decides, has like a moral dilemma not to deliver the package, and as a result, saves the child because he feels like, you know, somewhat protective over the child. And they end up going out on adventures, being chased by the Empire. Eventually things come to head, they have a final conflict, and he ends up killing the main client. And basically, that's season one summaries. I guess the things that you should know from it is the child is capable of using the Force, not really well. He can't really talk. I mean, he kind of has some understandings of what's going around him, but not really. He's protective of the bounty hunter, right? But besides that, Yeah. You don't really know too much about him. He's like a like his origins are somewhat mysterious, but he's already quite old. And he eats like weird shit. And basically they go on adventures together. And the things that you should know that happened in season one is that the guild, the Mandalorian guild that the Mandalorian came from, ended up falling apart because they decided to, you know, protect the Baby Yoda with him. And also, after in end season, end of the season, they show who's that guy? He plays a character.
Oh, that from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name either, but he's an amazing actor for sure.
Yeah, but so
he has like a lightsaber
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So he could be from like the remnants of the Sith Order or something like that. So it could be like an evil Jedi character. So yeah. Basically, they're on the run, kind of like in John Wick 2, but John Wick has like a baby in this one. So basically, Mandalorians has a baby, Yoda, that he needs to protect, running away from the evil faction of the remaining empire, and there's that Juan Carlo guy chasing after them with a lightsaber.
That's a good summary.
That's season one summarized, guys.
Yeah, you never even have to watch it anymore. That's it right there. I think John just painted a beautiful, perfect picture for you.
Yeah, I summarized it all. So, I mean, if you have time though, you should watch it because.
Or I just hang really this on cool your wall. If you can hang a podcast on your wall, you should hang this on your wall.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just cool to see all the images in this series because, I mean, most of it is like you get to experience the world, like the other side of the world that you don't really get to experience before. So it's fun.
Yeah. It's kind of like, just delving more. Like for people that are general fans, they get to see like more of the universe. You know, that they never known before. And then the hardcore fans like really enjoy the fact that they get to see things that they've only read in the comic books, like there's comics and stuff, right?
For Star Wars. Yeah. Actually the comics and, are done by Marvel.
And they're like encyclopedias and like entire worlds.
Yeah,
like,
and the comics are done by Marvel, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I think you should definitely check it out if you have time. But if you're just trying to get into season two and don't really remember much, I think that was solid pertinent information, because the rest of the time there's excuses to kind of like go on little side adventures until like the final conflict. Yeah. All right, so that summarized everything. You should, so basically our next episode is going to be us watching this first season. I mean, this new season's first episode together. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so it's going to be your second time, but my first. So don't spoil anything for me, John.
I'm going to spoil everything for you.
No. John.
All right. But
I keep you, John.
No, we're, it's going to be fun. I won't spoil anything until the end. I'm just going to try to help you enjoy it a little more, because there's some cool things in there that you might not have noticed. But after you listen to us and watch the episode, I think you'll like make you appreciate it a little more for sure. All right, so that's our recap of season one of Mando. Thank you for listening to us. Check us out at lp2sp.com.
Wait, John. You know what I got?
What?
Somebody wants to call in. We have people that want to call in.
So
have you got any texts from that phone number?
No. I mean, I'm sure we have. I just don't check it.
See, that's important.
I was sick for a little bit, so
let's give out that phone number.
All right, so if you want to call in on the Daily Serenity Show, the number is 747-242-9641. Again, that's 747-242-9641. We're always taking calls. We're always taking texts. Drop in anytime. It's the Daily Serenity Show with Swin and Danny.
Yeah,
and also you
can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and LP2SP Large Popcorn and Two Slushies is also on everything. Also, just look up LP2SP, you'll find us.
So that's the letter L, the letter P, the number two,
and S&P.
All right.
And if you're looking for sports podcasts, check out Serenity Now Sports.
Yeah, but there's no new podcast coming. So
well,
it's
going to
be a while.
Not right now. But
maybe in the future,
two months, okay. 3 months, there will be a couple episodes coming for sure.
2021, early 2021. We'll see how the sports schedule shakes out.
But definitely exciting year for sports so far. But we'll talk about it more in the Daily Serenity show.
Lakers and Dodgers.
All right.
2020 champs. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We love you.
We do love you.
Thank you. We're out. And the theme song that played us in and out was the Mandalorian theme song. It was really cool by Patrick Pietschmann. It's pretty cool because this is a pretty cool song and it's not done by John Williams. But
yeah, it was fun. It was fun though. I liked it. It had a little like cool little vibe to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It suits it well. It's kind of like tribal and Western at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a nice little mix there. Little summer out there.
Take care, guys.
Later. Bye.